Okay. Why do you make me do this?
Well, we're back. Here, I'll dial.
All right. So we have a guest with us today, one of the speakers from TechEd Europe and one of our coworkers. His beautiful name, I'm going to slaughter, Vittorio Bertocci.
Bertocci.
Perfect.
There we go. It was good. It was good. You say it.
Vittorio Bertocci.
Ah, I like it. See, he's got the moves.
Yeah, I love it because it's all part of a plan.
So welcome, Vittorio.
Yeah,
so
thank
you're
you.
On thank the you identity me. Team, and you work on Azure, of course, and you're giving a couple of sessions at TechEd Europe that we want to talk about.
All right. Yes, I do. I have a couple of sessions at TechEd Europe, and one is going to be about a Windows Identity Foundation and Windows Azure, which is, of course, unbiased, but a very, very important topic, because at the moment in which you take your application, you move them to the cloud, you can no longer take advantage of your infrastructure. So basically, all your users become strangers, mm-hmm. and you don't want to do that. You instead want to do secure identified access, and it's actually easier than it sounds. Especially like, if I say that with my strong accent, it sounds even more complicated, but it's very, very simple. And instead of a second session is fairly atypical for me. In the last 4 years, I've mainly blabbered about identity. And instead, this session is going to be about ISVs targeting Windows Azure for multi-tenant applications. Mm. It's in a very, very, how to say, en vogue topic, because the multi-tenancy is a fantastic new business model in which you have just one application, but you manage to sell it to multiple customers, and every customer has the illusion of being the only one, mm. which is great, because you make excellent use of resources, and at the same time, every tenant can actually have the chance of having their own customized experience and similar. And that brings a number of architectural challenges and different ways of thinking about the problem, mm-hmm. which are traditionally fairly complicated, but since you take advantage of Windows Azure, you actually have a lot of the work already done for you. And so during that session, I'll go deep into one very complete end-to-end sample, and we'll shove our hands in the guts of the code.
What level sessions are these? Are these for beginners, or?
They are both 300.
300.
Yep. So you know a little bit about it, but you're going to dive deeper, it sounds like.
Yes. You definitely have to be already a .NET developer. Mm-hmm. If you already thought about the problem and wrestled with it, it's the best, mm-hmm. because then you already have the questions in your head to which you'll get possible answers. But also, if you don't, you should be able to follow mm-hmm. anyway.
So when you say identity, since you're the identity guy, right? You've been doing this for quite a while, because I remember prior even PDC events
Absolutely.
Where you focused on this. When you say identity, that means lots of things, and to a lot of people, it's such a blurry or big or, it's not well defined. What do you mean when you say identity? I know it can mean lots, but what's the summary?
Well, you shouldn't have opened the
timer.
Right? The timer. So identity substantially means the set of attributes which define a specific user in a given context. So when you're being pulled over because you're going way too fast with your sport car, the set of attributes which define you are your driving license number, your address, where they send you the fine, all these kind of things. So that's your identity in that context. Mm-hmm. Instead, when you go to one of our events and you have hanging your badge, which says, I'm Mike Swanson, I'm the mighty content owner of this event, those are the things that define you. And those things are actually both are things that are useful in the business context where you are, mm-hmm. so that pretty much define how your experience is customized, but above all, from a business perspective, that basically means what you are allowed to do. So, for example, if you want to enter in the room where you do all of your planning, mm-hmm. where there is all the better coffee, which of course is not available outside,
then, of course, because
I try to tailgate you every time. Yep. Every time. I need coffee otherwise. And that's a moment in which you express your prerogative, in which you are part of the stuff. And mm-hmm. so thanks to this thing that hangs and provides visible proof of that, then you get in. And you can imagine this to all sorts of contexts. Like you want to buy something or you want to confirm the address of your house as a shipping address for mm-hmm. when you buy something, mm-hmm. then you provide this utility bill which shows that you paid that bill for that address, which somehow certifies that as part of your identity as a buyer, that is your legitimate address.
So it sounds like establishing identity is the core piece, and then a lot of other things come along with it, things like permissions, authorizations, maybe I'm not
yes.
using the right words.
You are using the right words.
And the challenge, it sounds like your first session is going to address is, this is probably something I've already dealt with, I'll say, on-premises in my own data centers. But now that we're talking about kind of migrating or hybrid cloud solutions, there's this identity issue, right? How do I take the identity that I have in my organization and connect it to what I'm doing with my applications in the cloud? Is that kind of the crux of the challenge here?
You are absolutely right. That's exactly what happens. Let's say that on-premise, we already have a solution, which is typically hard bolted to what you know about your infrastructure. So for example, if you are like a reasonable person, you have Active Directory. Mm-hmm. If you don't, well,
something else.
I respect you. and it will work, of course, I'm joking. Every solution is powerful. But typically, like you have applications on-premise which take advantage of this insider knowledge and use characteristics of what you're using. For example, you use the Kerberos protocol, and the Kerberos protocol has a specific characteristic that work within your domain. The moment in which you step out, let's say that your Kerberos no longer has power or authority. Let's say that whatever your domain controller says, it will not be believed mm-hmm. when you step out.
Because it's kind of vouching. Somebody has to vouch for your identity, right?
Right.
That's the problem.
It's like the major of your...
who vouches for Jennifer is the question.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer herself.
She has
the authority for doing that. And a lot of this is actually, how to say, the problem is actually fairly simple to break down, because the main idea is that you just add one level of abstraction. The operation that you want to do when you authenticate, regardless where you go, is always the same. Is I go, you summarized it beautifully. I go somewhere and I get some entity to vouch on my behalf. The only thing that you need to do is using a format which is actually understandable mm-hmm. beyond your boundaries. Mm-hmm. And that's what we are doing. That's to say that you take your capability, which is authentication, you slap on front of it a facade, which is just service orientation, which uses some standard protocol, so that whatever will be said for vouching you will be understood also by other platforms, by other environments, and similar. And thanks to this simple principle, which we call claims-based identity, you can pretty much crack every problem.
Okay. So if I'm a delegate and I'm watching and I go to your session, the expectation really is I should be able to build a solution that spans both my on-premises infrastructure and whatever I'm doing in Windows Azure, and with a single identity and watching your session, I should come out of that session and be able to allow Jennifer to log in on her on-premises application, take advantage of services or applications in the cloud, and she doesn't have to re-log in, right? That same identity from
Absolutely.
The back and forth.
Absolutely.
That's a great session.
And it's not less secure in the cloud either, right?
Right.
Not at all. And in fact, that's, as employees, what we experience when you go on the website of the event, because that website lives outside of our intranet, mm-hmm. and yet, magic, we don't have to type our password again, which is good, because I've never learned to touch type. So I still hunt and pick
right.
after like 15 years of being a computer.
Though. You're probably fast.
Well, I am look like a pin printer.
So the second session I wanted to ask about, use a word that's chewy, not a lot of people understand, multi-tenancy.
Multi-tenancy, yes.
And when I hear that, I think of a bunch of people in the same house.
Well, it's similar, but I'd say that maybe a more on-point metaphor would be a bunch of shops in the same mall.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, or you go in the airport and you wait for a long time because usually you're late, and all the various shops that are there are the tenants. Mm-hmm. And the infrastructure around offers standard treatment for everybody, so power plug, the water, mm-hmm. the air conditioning, all these kind of things. And then everybody pretty much does what they want.
And they get their own secure space. That's part of multi-tenancy. Kind of like the building we're in here.